Welcome to Insignium Bits, conversations about breakthrough, innovation, and transformation.
Hi, I want to welcome my friend Emily Watkins, who is the Chief Client Officer for the Instant Group. I invited Emily to have a conversation with me today in our Breakthrough Innovation and Transformation podcast because she is in a space, if you will, that is like critical to how we're working these days, and that is space. It's no longer office space anymore necessarily, and it's how we're working and when we're working and who we're working with. And the work that you do with the Instant Group is serving as a mechanism to help companies all over the world do that. Yes?
Exactly. Yes. Yes. And it has been so interesting to see the pace of change that we've been going through just over the last 3 years, more change in the last 3 years than there have been probably in the last 25 or 30.
Yeah. So when we first went into the pandemic and then it ends up lasting for 2 years, I think a lot of us were thinking, you know, oh no, and free fall for, you know, many companies and how they were going to get their people to be productive, how they were even going to get them to come back. But things have really, a lot of silver linings have come to light as we come to this, you know, we hope the end of this pandemic, but really there are certain things that won't go back the way they were. What do you think?
I think you're 100% right. You know, it's really interesting how work quite a few years ago was a noun, right? I'm going to work. And it was a place. And now it is a thing that you do. So even how, you know, how organizations are starting to talk about bringing people back into some of their office and headquarters buildings, instead of saying return to work, they've had to say return to office because people didn't stop working. You know, they really made it work. It was essentially this experiment to see if people could be successful in a remote environment and still drive productivity for companies. And it worked. It was a successful global experiment that now companies are sort of scratching their heads and saying, why do I have these really big portfolios of real estate that are essentially mostly sitting empty? That does not make a lot of sense. So this concept of now, how can I sort of take that big asset and convert that into, you know, more productive assets for me and my company? So it's an interesting time.
You know, I think at first people thought that there was one way to solve all the complexities that we've been faced with coming back from the pandemic, and there are definitely some different camps saying, you know, I like it better the way it was, and some that are saying, no, it's now, you know, there are now things possible that weren't possible. How does the Instant Group help companies navigate those complexities and those choices that are out there?
Yeah, it's a great question. And I think organizations are definitely at different spectrums of their adoption of different ways of managing this and doing it, right? So at the Instant Group, we are about connecting people to space. And we're very much about helping organizations look at their portfolios and work through how they can leverage more third space that isn't necessarily 100%, you know, theirs. So we do that through helping organizations with tying them to the opportunities that are out there for them to take flexible space, whether it's in co-working or serviced office, taking advantage of even virtual office needs. You know, there's a lot of people who are remote that still want to have a physical address.
Yes.
And maybe still need to have mail, maybe still need to have someone answering their phones. You could do that now through some of these virtual office offerings. You know, we have that as well, where you don't even actually need to have a space. So, you know, that's one end of the spectrum. And the other end of the spectrum is an organization that needs to fill space for 100 people in, you know, a city where they don't have a space, but they don't want to sign a big lease and deploy a lot of resources to manage those assets. So they can do that now on a flexible basis, whether it is for 6 months or a year or 2 years or even more. So this concept of I have to do work in my company's headquarter space is no longer a requirement. Yeah. And so as a result, you've got all of this opportunity and flexibility out there for people that's going to help companies be so much more nimble.
You know, every time I talk to you, you're in a different place. So you say that your company is actually walking this talk. Yes.
We really are. We really are. You know, in our America's business, we really have only one location where we have probably more than 25 seats in one place. And we take advantage of all of these different serviced office options. And they're great spaces. And, you know, we get to come together and connect in these spaces that are not necessarily where we have a lease. So we do. We absolutely talk the talk and walk the walk.
Yeah. You know, Emily, we've talked about this before we did this podcast before. So I'd love to bring it back up around, you know, what do leaders need to be thinking about as they create space, both literally and figuratively, right? Create space for people to be productive and satisfied at work. What do you see as a leader, you know, leading your own people, but also given what you do?
Yeah, well, you know, there's a couple of things. I think one is it's definitely changed the way leaders and managers need to actually manage their teams. And it's a lot about the fact that there is no one size fits all when it comes to your people. And I think this notion that, you know, people were your captive audience and were always in one particular place at the same time, when that is no longer there, it requires different ways of managing teams. And I think that's really important and not to be dismissed, that that's now a lot on our HR organizations to put in place the right kinds of policies and tools for teams to learn how do I manage a workforce that is distributed and that is no longer sort of in one place at one time. So I think that's it. I think, you know, the second piece of it is really thinking about how to transform portfolios. Mm. This is a time for leaders in real estate to be incredibly in lockstep with their C-suite because it has to do with strategies for your company and it has to do with where you're making investments. It has to do with how you're managing people. It's become so much more integrated and holistic than it used to be, even down to the metrics for how we're assessing the success of place within our organizations and of places where we do have, you know, our own leases and that sort of a thing. So it's really turned everything on its head.
Yes. Yes. And maybe it was time actually.
Exactly.
Accelerated change.
It really did. Yeah.
You know, one of the things we talked about before, Emily, was all that's possible now that, you know, wasn't possible before in the, you know, the way we were working. And you talked a little bit about innovation. I would love to have you share some of your thoughts about that.
Well, you know, I think the opportunity to really bring innovation into your day-to-day just by the fact that, you know, you're embracing people in different places. So organizations are now able to bring in people from different cities, different backgrounds, different demographics. And we know that when you do that and you broaden your diverse perspective on your people, that drives new thinking and that unlocks innovation within organizations. So I think whereas place kind of used to hinder that, it now is 100% driving it, right? It gives us this ability to do that in such a different way than it did before.
Yes. Ah, that's so great. Well, I really appreciate you having this conversation with me. As I said to you before, you know, I don't think that there's much more critical an aspect of work that's being impacted and has the ability to contribute context, you know, so that people can produce great results and have a great life, you know?
I agree with you. I agree with you. And it's going to continue. It's going to be really fun to watch the change that ensues, you know, within our world because of this. So, you know, I'm incredibly positive about it because I just see so many benefits. So it's going to be a lot of fun to see where this takes us. Yeah. And where the next 5 years takes us, because the change is just on such a trajectory right now. So
it sure is.
Always love talking about this.
Yeah. So let's keep looking at it together. And I look forward to hearing, you know, talking the next time. So I've been talking to Emily Watkins from the Instant Group, 20 years in the world of flexible space and still providing tons of leadership. Thank you, Emily.
Thank you.
Over 30 years ago, Insignium pioneered the field of organizational transformation. Please continue to our library in the episodes page of your podcast tool of choice.